Lord, we thank you this morning. We give you all the praise and give you all the glory. Thank you for the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the grace. Help each of us, Lord, that are going through to embrace that grace. Thank you, Lord. We give you, Lord, the praise and glory. We know, Lord, your word is a lifter upper, and the entrance thereof brings light and gives understanding to our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. I will never leave you nor forsake you, you said. We'll give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I just want to share a few words. You just lift everyone up that's going through, you know, just a week and a half or so ago. I was talking about peace through the storm. And, well, we do have these storms of life. But we also have the grace of the Holy Spirit to keep us through the storm, through the ups and through the downs. And sometimes we feel like singing and shouting the praise of the Lord, and sometimes we may not feel like it, but we got to praise the Lord anyhow. Praise Him in the morning, and praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him even when the sun goes down. Praise Him for what He has already done. We come and enter into His presence this way. We thank Him through the good times, the hard times. Thank Him for the good times and through the hard times as well. Praise the Lord. Comfort ye, the scripture says. Comfort ye, my people. You know, it'll be great if we just went through this life and never had these ups and downs sometimes. But unfortunately, the reality of life is that we go through these things. But the Lord also promised, one of these days, He said, I'll wipe away their tears. Glory to God. Therefore, the ransomed of the Lord shall return. Thank you, Jesus. They will return and come into Zion with songs, and everlasting joy shall be on their head. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 35 and verse 10. And also Isaiah 51 and verse 11. The redeemed of the Lord will come back to their own place. They'll have everlasting joy upon their head. They will obtain gladness and joy. Hallelujah. Even I, He said, I'm He that comforteth you. Praise the Lord. Lord, we want to thank you and lift up those who have suffered any losses. Loss of sister, loss of mother, loss of friend. These things can be painful. But at the same time, we know that the Lord said He will never leave us nor forsake us. Therefore, as we go through, look to your grace for strength, even at such a time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, one time, the Lord, He came to a certain place, and somebody had lost their brother. Yeah. And everybody was weeping and crying, and Jesus, we're told in John chapter 11 and verse 35, Jesus Himself wept. I wonder why He wept. The shortest verse in the Bible, all it says was Jesus wept. Well, why did He weep? He knew He was going to raise the man. It's the story of Lazarus. Why did he have to weep? Well, Jesus wept because we do not have a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He saw all the people weeping and stuff, and he was moved with compassion. And he himself wept for their sorrow. But he knew within himself what they would do. And so the Lord, every time that we go through, you know, he's touched by what we may be feeling. And no distress, no sorrow of the present time is easy on our body or mind or soul or emotions. But the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ with us to bear it. Sometimes it's sickness in the family. Sometimes it's even a loss. Whatever it may be. Well, we're going to lift our head up. Because the Lord is going to cause us to smile again. Praise the Lord. As long as you are in the world, Jesus said, you will experience these things. But be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world for you. John 16 and 33. And again he said in John 14 and 27, my peace, said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I speak that our hearts will not be troubled. Our hearts will not be heavy. Sometimes it will be, but the Lord will lift that heaviness. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to appoint unto them that mourn, to give unto them beauty for ashes. Hallelujah. And the Lord, he knows how to do that better than anyone else. The Holy Spirit is called the Comforter. We don't call him the Comforter for nothing. He will comfort all that mourn. According to Isaiah 61, verses 2 and 3. And he will appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. He will give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Praise the Lord. I want us to meditate on the goodness of the Lord. Even at times when we're going through, remember the goodness of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes, the preacher, he looked at different things and said, well, I see an evil under the earth, under the sun. I see that this time catches up with everybody. I say time and chance catch up with most people. And before you know it, you know, a life is a shadow and it vanishes away. And we know that those of us, this is the reason why we put our trust in the Lord. This is the reason why we commit our soul to the keeping of him that is able to keep us. Praise the Lord. And despite what the enemy might be doing, I encourage us today to know that, yes, we have the victory. Praise the Lord. The 24 elders, they are around the throne and letting us know that they are a cloud of witnesses and they have never seen his word fail. Praise the Lord. And I want to quote for us a few comforting verses this morning in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4. Excuse me. The Lord says for us in the scriptures in verse 18, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. And that ought to be our declaration. The The Lord will preserve us from every evil work. Well, there's a lot of evil things that the devil will throw our way sometimes. You know, sometimes we can avoid most of them through prayer. Sometimes, you know, it's almost unavoidable. We've talked about this. In the last few days, we've been talking about it. You know, and it says, again, it says, the God of peace. In Romans chapter 16 and verse 20. The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Yes. And he will deliver with a great hand. Praise the Lord. Wipe away our tears and our sorrows. And when we're going through, let's remember the Lord is right there with us. I want to pray for families today who have suffered one loss or the other, or going through sickness of a loved one. It could be very challenging, especially when it's a serious case, a very serious life-threatening case. And we're going to continue to pray and uphold one another, because we believe that when we call upon the name of the Lord, he's able to do that. And he's able to save by his own right hand. Who is like unto the Lord that can save with an outstretched arm like his? His name is Jesus. He is the only one that can do it. Praise the Lord. Therefore, lift up your heads, the scripture says, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. You know, sometimes when we're going through, we can't even lift up our heads or bow down. But the Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come on in. And who is this King of glory? We invite him today to come on in. He is the Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Come on in, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's cast our burdens unto the Lord, for he careth for us. Praise the Lord. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will hold you by your right hand. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will uphold you. I will hold you up. He's got you. He will never lose a hold of you. Uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise the Lord. No weapon, he says, that is fashioned against you shall prosper. Sometimes the devil fashion weapons of sudden illnesses, of traumas, of losses in the family against us. Well, but it will not prosper, because the Lord is going to hold you up. Isaiah 54 and verse 17. And every tongue shall rise against thee in judgment that shall condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. O thou afflicted, Isaiah 54 and verse 11, tossed with a tempest and not comforted. Behold, the Lord says, I'm going to bring you comfort. Praise the Lord. Again, comfort ye, my people. Let's look to the Lord for salvation. Our God, he will come. He will not tarry. He will come and save us. Now, sometimes it doesn't look like that. But while we are waiting, let's trust the Lord that he is coming. He is coming. The scripture says it, and we believe it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, Let's read again from verse 4. Praise the Lord. God brings us comfort. Strengthen ye, he says, even from verse 3. The weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say unto them that are of a fearful heart or of a heavy heart, peace. Hallelujah. To them that are of a fearful heart, be strong and fear not. To them that are of a heavy heart, peace and comfort and grace. At such a time, be strong and fear not. For behold, your God will come, even with vengeance. And our God will recompense, and he will come and save you. Praise the Lord. We call him Savior because he's able to save us from our distresses. The psalmist said, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me out of all my distresses. Praise the Lord. This poor man, he said, also cried unto the Lord, and the Lord saved him. Praise the Lord. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord. What do you do when you are distressed? Well, cry unto the Lord, like David did. Ah, praise the Lord. It is a good thing to always cry unto the Lord. And the Lord has a way of delivering the righteous when they cry unto him, even in their distresses. Praise the Lord. David always knew how to praise the Lord and to cry the Lord, cry unto the Lord. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from my fears and all my distresses. Praise the Lord. Our face and our eyes are toward the Lord always, because he is the one with whom we have to do. And he's the one that can keep us. Many, he said, are the afflictions sometimes of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth. Praise the Lord. That's right. In fact, David said, when I cried unto the Lord and I poured out my heart before him, the Lord answered and thundered from the heavens. Glory to God. I pray for everyone that's going through, as you cry unto the Lord, that the Lord will respond. In the book of Psalms 81, it tells us that, look, he's got a special soft net toward you. Well, when you call, he will deliver you, he said. Psalm 81 and verse 7. Thou callest in trouble, and I deliver thee. And I will answer thee in the secret place of thunder. Hallelujah. It's an amazing thing that the Lord will always be there for us. Praise the Lord. We pray for our families and those who do not have this grace and this strength that we have. Well, that the eyes of their understanding may be enlightened to seek comfort and grace from the Lord. Well, that's where the strength is at. Time and chance happen to everyone, but the Holy Spirit gives grace and comfort to his people. That's the difference. We all go through stuff, but God gives us the grace to pass through, the strength at such a time that you are going through. He'll be there with you. Glory to God. He even said to Peter, I have prayed for you. Hallelujah. The enemy is coming after you to try to sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you. And we have right now Jesus right now over the house of God. He's our high priest, and he's sitting at the right hand of power, ever making intercession for us. I thank you, Lord, for the angels of the Lord that have been given charge over your children to keep us in all our ways. The Lord had his own council meetings, and he said, you go down there and see to it that you surround my children with songs of deliverance. Praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that is there with us. And we thank you, more importantly, also for the Word of God. In this Word, we find treasure at different times. For every situation, the Word of God, beautiful for every situation. We can find comfort in the time of distress. We can find encouragement for lifting up when our heads are down. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you the glory. We pray for hands that are hanging down, knees that are feeble, heads that are bowed, to receive grace, receive strength. Let there be a lifting up in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Unto him that is able to keep us and to preserve us blameless before his throne, unto him be praise and glory. And may he truly grant us the grace that we need every moment and every day. And may we embrace that grace as we go through life's ups and downs and challenges. And the Lord, he has promised that he would not tarry. And even though it looks like it's tarrying, he said, wait for it. It will not tarry long. He's coming. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I pray that the Lord, someone's mic is open. I pray that the Lord will be with every one of us and give us the grace at all times to go through. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10 says, go through and go through the gates. Hallelujah. These gates of the Lord, through which the righteous will pass. Go through, the Lord says. Praise God. We're going through, and we'll have grace. We'll have strength. You know, we receiving grace of him, well, let us have boldness to come to the throne of grace, that we may find grace to help in the time of need and obtain mercy. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now we declare the word of the Lord. Comfort ye, my people. Praise God. Jesus was like the Son of God, the fourth man that they saw in that fire that Nebuchadnezzar saw. When they cast the faithful into that fire, he was right there. He loosened even the bands around their hands. And he stayed with them and covered them. Hallelujah. And he shielded them. And the fire had no hurt over them. It could not hurt them at all, because he shielded them. May the Lord shield us from whatever things, whatever fire, shield us from the sting of it. And they will not hurt you. Isaiah 43 and 2. When thou passest through the fire or through the floods, the fire will not burn you. And you will not drown in the floods. For the Lord said, I will hold your hand. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, for those that are facing illnesses and sicknesses, we also pray for health from above. Lord, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the sick say, I am healed. Let the poor say, I am rich because of the grace that the Lord has brought to us. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. For ye yourselves know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was the possessor of heaven and earth, and owned all things, yet he became poor for us, that through his poverty, trading places with us, we might obtain the riches of the glory of God. Even the sure mercies of David. Praise the Lord. For I will have mercy, the Lord said, upon whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion upon whom I will have compassion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We will not be defeated. Hallelujah. Because we have the victory in the name of the Lord. And this is the victory. You know, this is what overcomes the world. Even our faith. The faith that we have, that the Lord is always there with us, and that we are not going to lose, that's what overcomes the world. And whatsoever is born of God, 1 John 5 and 4, overcometh the world. And this is that victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Praise the Lord. So we have faith, and by that faith and the comfort and consolation of the scriptures, we get the victory every time. We're not going to give the devil the reason, the chance, or even dignify him with letting him think, you know, that he got one over us. But the Bible says that I am persuaded, Paul said, and I'm not moved by any of these things. For nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Well, whether they be death or life, whether there be angels or principalities, powers or things present or even things to come, whether height nor depth nor any other creature, I'll be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8 and verse 38. I am persuaded, he said. Well, are you persuaded? Again, he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Romans 8 and 35. Who or even what shall separate us? Shall tribulation? Shall distress? Shall even persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? You know, shall even trauma or tragedy or whatever, you know, that we have that surround us sometimes are going through. Well, none of these things can separate us from the love of God. He said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us and washed us in his own blood. May the Lord strengthen our hearts. Hallelujah. Strengthen our hearts, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Even in moments of distress, moments of heaviness, strengthen our hearts. And send help, O Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Psalm 20. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy burnt offerings. Sometimes we do all we can. And after you've done all you can, we were saying just the other day, well, what do you do next? Well, you stand. That's it. And the Lord accept thy burnt sacrifice. The Lord grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in the Lord's salvation, and in the name of our God, set up our banners. The Lord fulfill your petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven, and with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Those that trust in chariots and horses, they are brought down and falling. But we that remember the name of the Lord our God, we are risen and stand upright. Praise the Lord. And I want to pray a prayer of protection over everyone that's in this room. Because I know the devil is raging. If he can't get you, get to somebody close to you or somebody in your family or this and that. Well, we're not going to put up with any of that. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read through and pray this prayer over everyone that's in here. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler, and he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. He will deliver you from the noisome pestilence. He will deliver you from every arrow the devil throws against you. He will cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be the shield and buckler. Remember that. Praise God. Thou shalt not be afraid of any terror by night. And for the arrow that flyeth by day, bullets or whatever, any plans of the enemy to strike at you, a coiled viper waiting to strike, it's not going to be able to get through. Pestilence that walketh in darkness, destruction that wasted at noonday. Well, 1,000, he said, I fall. See, on one side and fall on the other hand, but it will not come near thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Lord, you've made him your habitation, even the Most High. Therefore there shall no evil before you. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Are you up in their hands, that you dash not your foot against any stone? Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. And the Lord says this to you, because you have set your love on the Lord. The Lord said, therefore will I deliver you. I will set you up on high, because you have known my name. When you call, the Lord says, I will answer. I will be with you in trouble. Hallelujah. And I will deliver you. And I will honor you as well. And with long life will I satisfy you. And I will show you my salvation. That's what the Lord said. And on our side, we declare that we shall not die, but we shall live. Hallelujah. And we shall declare the wonderful works of the Lord. For the Lord will preserve us from every evil work. Praise the Lord. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the living God. Psalm 118 and verse 17. And the psalmist said, look, I know that there is evil all around, but even in the midst of that evil will I praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord and I will testify of his goodness. Hallelujah. In the time of joy, I will praise him. In the time of sorrow, I will praise him. In the time of gladness, I will praise him. In the time of heaviness, I will praise him still. Hallelujah. He said, oh, my soul, why hast thou forsaking me? I mean, why is that cast down within me? Hallelujah. I will yet praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For the Lord has never forsaken me. Forsake me not, O Lord. Even it's a plea that he made. He said, even in my old age, forsake me not. He said, do not cast me off in the time of my old age. You know, when it looks like my strength is failing. Psalm 71 and verse 9. O Lord God, he said, forsake me not. I'm going to show thy power, you know, to this generation and thy glory to everyone that is to come. Ha! Glory to God. May the Lord give grace. Give grace to every one of us in the name of Jesus, that our lives will be a testimony. Praise the Lord. Psalm 78 and verse 8, 71 and verse 18. I've been young and older now. I say, well, even when I'm old, Lord, forsake me not until I show thy strength unto this generation and thy power for everyone that is to come. And the Lord give us the grace to continue strong in him. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Strength from above. Thank you, Jesus. My God is awesome. Gives me strength when I'm weakened. Hides me from the rain. Hides me from the scourge of the tongue. He strengthens me when I'm weak. He heals me when I'm sick. He lifts me up when I'm down. He's with me when I'm in trouble. My eyes look upon him all the time. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you and we give you all the praise and glory. Thank you for strengthening our hearts today. Comfort ye, my people. And say unto them that the Lord has seen their struggles, their warfare is as the Lord has finished it. And he will bring glory and grace. The warfare is accomplished, saith the Lord. The Lord will bring glory and grace and give us the victory to cast down imaginations, to cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in our lives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.